Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Rob Cashel, Conference Commissioner, joined today by Liz Mendiola, head volleyball coach at the College of Idaho, and Keely Wilson, standout volleyball player for the indoor and the beach program. Ladies, thank you for joining the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we want to start today talking about your most recent award, Keely, and that's the Cashel Family Impact Award. In early January, you were named the conference female recipient of the Impact Award, which carried a financial scholarship that was sent to your school. And I know on the day that you received the award or notification that you were able to walk out of a meeting with Assistant AD Austin Bastrachia. Talk a little bit about what you felt when you heard the news that you had won the award.
Of course, yeah. We had just finished our ASA meeting, which went well, obviously. And he told me to look at my phone, and I looked through my email, and I was stunned to see that. Liz had told me the day or two before that something was coming my way, and there was a lot of nice things that my teammates and she had said about me. And I didn't even know what to expect. Honestly, I was so stunned and so appreciative of all of the sweet things that people have said and really just the impact that had made on me.
So for our listeners and for our viewers, the Impact Award was started 3 years ago, and it's designed to recognize student athletes in our conference who make a significant impact to their team and to their campus. Maybe not necessarily on the court or in the stat sheet, et cetera, but really influence their fellow their players, their fellow athletes, and do great things on their campus. Liz, talk about what it meant for you to nominate Keely for this award.
Yeah, you know, when your email came through about the award, Keely came to mind instantly just because of everything that she does for our program. She impacts our program in so many ways. You know, in the day-to-day practice, matches, everything. And, you know, she can be on a court and maybe not even earn a stat on the court, but she still impacts and she definitely earns a lot of stats. I'm not saying she doesn't do that, but even if she didn't, she still impacts the team in so many positive ways, in just how hard she plays, what a great supporter she is of her teammates, just the joy that she brings, how much she loves volleyball, how much she loves competing. And then outside of that, outside of the volleyball aspect of it, it's just, you know, she impacts our campus in so many ways, you know, being involved in ASA and different fundraisers and different organizations and things that go on campus. You know, it feels like Keely's involved in all of it, and just really has a significant impact on our entire campus.
Well, Keely, reading the stuff that was submitted on your behalf was really, really a thrill for myself and for my wife, Heather. Obviously the scholarship and everything is named after our family. So yeah. We were really, really excited when the committee voted you in, because it was just great stuff. Talk a little bit about the things you've overcome. You had two major surgeries that has led you back to the volleyball court. Talk a little bit about what that journey's been like.
Yeah, people might think I'm crazy, but I did have another surgery this past December. So that's racking up three surgeries in 1 year. But honestly, there was no question in my mind that I would be continuing playing volleyball and continuing my degree in the 4 years I have at the College of Idaho. It's been a very long and difficult journey nonetheless, but I'm so grateful for all the people that have been by my side, my teammates, Liz, my family. There was very tough times, and rehab three times is not very fun, but I don't know. It's the joy and the team that has kept me going through all this.
Well, and speaking of your teammates, you had some great teammate comments about really just your impact on them, and watching you go through that rehab and that energy that you bring every day to practice, whether you were able to practice that day or not, or compete, et cetera. Liz, talk about what that means to have a leader like that on a team who puts the team first.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And, kind of similar to nominating Keely for this scholarship, naming her a captain was a no-brainer as well, just in what she brings as a person. She is so accountable, she is so reliable, and she not only leads by example, but she'll also lead with her voice. And that's so important when you're looking for leaders. You're looking for people who are willing to share their experiences that they've had, maybe that have been hard and how they've overcome them, but also, set a standard for what the expectations are within our team and, how we show up every day. And Keely had what, I would guess is probably the hardest year of her life this last year. And it was not just the surgeries. She had some, it was a tough year for her. And we got to see her very emotional at times, and really, this is going to make me cry, but just having some really hard moments, but how she worked through those and how she still showed up every day, willing to work hard and willing to give of herself and be there for her teammates through it all. And that's a special thing. I mean, just to be able to see somebody be able to be open with, some of their struggles, but still putting on a brave face and still, taking care of all the responsibilities. And it just was impressive to watch.
You got Keely crying. I'm gonna start crying. We're all gonna be crying here in a minute. But Keely, just I mean, think about that impact that you're having, even now on your coach and me just sitting here listening to you. I want to turn my attention to a couple of the things that were in the profile that was sent in. You were heavily involved in ASA, like you mentioned, and then also you had an opportunity to take part in the J Foundation. Which I know that that's a uniform sponsor with the men's basketball team and talking about mental health and suicide prevention. Can you talk a little bit about your involvement in that foundation and what you were able to bring back to your campus?
The J Foundation is full of a ton of incredible people that I am so blessed to know and have in my corner. We had originally gone my freshman year at the college to the J Foundation and got to go through the experience and get our boots. And immediately, I'm a very emotional person, so it hit me. The story just it went to a place for me that I was never going to forget this, and I knew immediately that I wanted to be around these people and be involved in this and be a voice for that message. And so Liz and the J Foundation had sent a few of us to the retreat in Wyoming this past summer, and it completely changed my perspective on so many things. I've got to meet so many incredible people with so many stories and different varieties of the way they view life, and just hear stories of people struggling and how they've gotten through it. And it takes a lot of strength to admit that to other college students and other adults. And I mean, everything that the J Foundation stands for, mental health, suicide awareness, it just spoke to me. Obviously, everybody has their mental battles, but they've done something with that and made it so much bigger than people have made it in the past. And I think just having the J Foundation involved in anyone's life, or if you get the chance to go through the J Foundation, you will be so relieved that you did. It's just been, I wish I could be more involved. I wish I lived in Twin Falls to get to be around those people every day, but I'm so thankful for the time that I've had with them, and they've been truly a light and a resource that I think would be useful to everybody.
Well, what an inspiring kind of aspect of what you're able to do. And Liz, we've talked a lot nationally and within the conference about really mental health for our student athletes and the grind that they go through, and in particular with social media and all the pressure that's on an athlete now. So I would imagine that over the course of your career, you've seen that arc tremendously about the detriment of not paying attention to the mental health of your athlete.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
absolutely. Yeah, it just, and I realize that we're recruiting such high achieving student athletes, and young women who are a lot of times perfectionists, who, hold themselves to a very high standard, who put a lot of pressure on themselves to be really good at everything that they do. They tend to put a lot on their plate and take a lot of responsibilities on. And I think that it's just recent, and I really credit the Jay Foundation, and I'm grateful for our ability to, kind of partner with them and be able to have the experience. And what it's done for us is it's really opened up, just the communication within our team of, that it's okay to talk about these struggles. That, a lot of times when somebody will bring something up, they'll realize that three or four or maybe more teammates have had the same struggle. And there's a lot of relief in that shared experience. And, it's just what I've seen is I don't think that, and maybe pressures are harder now than they were 15 years ago, but I think that may not be the case. I think we're just talking about it more, and that's a great thing. I think we've made great strides, and our conference has too, and I appreciate just the open communication about how important mental health is.
Yeah, removing that stigma of talking about something that is, important to you is really critical for our student athletes and really all students to be able to seek out resources and find the assistance that they need.
Yeah.
Well, Keely, not only are you beloved by the athletic department, I was able to share the news of your award with President Brigham and Jim Everett, past president, and Marty Holley, and you are just beloved on campus. Everybody knows who you are.
I don't know if everybody does, but I mean, I'm obviously so grateful for the College of Idaho. Everybody here is just an incredible human, and I couldn't have picked a better school to come to.
Now you're from Melba, which is not
Yes.
far from College of Idaho. So I'm assuming that your family has an opportunity to watch you play on a regular basis. And talk to me a little bit about the importance of that for you.
Yeah, that was a huge pick for me when deciding where I wanted to go continue my athletic and academic career. My family has been such a huge part of my life. I seriously would not be anywhere without them today. And it was easy because I knew that having my family there was going to push me to the next level. It allowed me to take other steps in my life to support other people because I always had such incredible people in my corner.
Well, I also want to touch on something else that was in your profile. You took part in the football program Be the Match, bone marrow, and you were actually a match. And
Yes.
can you tell me a little bit about that whole experience, if you can, and what you were
Yeah.
able to, and talk about what you went through to support really probably a stranger in their health journey.
Yes, I'm not sure if I can share who or where it went to, but Be the Match has been so big on campus. Every year, everybody goes and they swab their cheek. It sounds a lot scarier than it is at first, but you just swab your cheek and get put in the database and hopefully find a match. And it was no question for me that I was going to be helping whoever I could in any way. Obviously, I was not a match with the bone marrow because of the surgeries. It would have been a little bit too quick of a turnaround for me, but I was able to donate my blood stem cells to somebody international, which was pretty amazing experience. But I went to the Boise Cancer Clinic on sometime in the summer, and you hook up an IV to both arms and you're there pretty much all day and not moving your arms, so you're kind of stuck. But it was an incredible experience. It was tough in the moment, but I wouldn't want it any other way.
Wow, that's amazing. Liz, what did you think when you found out that Keeley, number one, was a match for stem cell donation and then followed through and did it?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all that Keely was, ready to jump right in and do what she needed to do. And it was right in the midst of camps for us. And Keely is like arguably the best camp coach ever. So she's someone that I'm like constantly relying on. And, so she let me know right away that this was coming up and she would miss one day of camp, potentially more, while she was doing this. And so no surprise at all. And, and then I get a text from her. They think I might have to go back tomorrow. And fortunately, she didn't have to stick around any longer. They were able to get what they needed. But I said, take tomorrow to rest. Don't even worry about coming to camp. But sure enough, Keely's there bright and early the next morning, ready to go.
Wow. Well, Keely, it's just a pleasure to be able to talk to you and to your coach and congratulate you for winning the Impact Award. And most of the time, what I have found is people who receive this award have no idea that it was coming, do things because they truly want to help people, and that's what their compassion is all about. So we know that even this attention to you is a little bit hard for you to take, but we just appreciate you so much, and we know what a light you've been to the College of Idaho volleyball program, the athletic department, the campus, and the greater community. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you. What you're doing in the CCC is truly incredible, and we couldn't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we're excited about your next step in your journey. We know that you have more volleyball left to play, and sounds like more camps to run, and more activities to be involved in. So, again, congratulations, and Liz, great representation for College of Idaho and the Cascade Conference, and thank you so much for thinking of Keeley and making that nomination.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you, for all you do for our conference and especially in this, and really, creating an opportunity for us to spotlight those student athletes that are really incredible across our campus or our conference. So I appreciate you for that.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. So, again, thank you guys for joining Cascade Connects. To follow all of our content, I want to thank not only our guests today, but also our director, Courtney Blummer. And you can catch us anywhere a podcast can be found.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.